Maxine rolled over in the bed. As the blanket slipped off, she felt cool air on her shoulders. While her partially asleep brain pondered that, she tugged the sheets back up to cover herself, and her ring caught a thread on the blanket. Her ring? Maxine's eyes flew open as memories of the night before flooded her mind. She whipped her head around and stared at the empty space in the bed next to her, the pillow indented from where her husband's head had lain. Her husband? Alone in the bedroom, she lifted her left hand and stared. There sat the ridiculously enormous, preposterously expensive platinum ring, encrusted with emeralds and diamonds, that the man with whom she had been engaged for less than 2 hours before their wedding ceremony had picked out for her. When he slipped it onto her finger, he'd said something about the color of her eyes. Seconds later, he'd kissed her. After a cursory glance around the room to be certain she was actually alone and the bedroom door was shut, she threw off the covers and rushed to the closet, looking for anything at all to wear. She grabbed a pair of jeans and a sweater and dashed to the bathroom, shutting and locking the door behind her. She leaned against the closed door for a moment while her heart raced and her mind reeled. In her entire adult life, no other man had ever even so much as kissed her, not once. Many men had tried to taste her mouth, but whenever they'd gotten close enough, panic would rise up and make her push them away. That typically ended the relationship. The ones who suffered that humiliation soon learned that it wasn't a one-time thing and very quickly gave up trying. As she stepped under the warm spray of water, she thought back to the night before and to her complete lack of fear. Her husband of less than 12 hours, her husband didn't frighten her at all. When he kissed her, it occurred to her that she felt absolutely none of her normal panic. Instead, what she felt was warmth, excitement, attraction. He made her feel safe. He made her feel loved.
"Husband and wife," the Elvis impersonating officiator had proclaimed with a shimmy and a shake. Then her husband had slowly leaned in, leaned close, and taken her lips with his strong, masculine mouth,
as if her lips were the most delicate rose petals. Her knees had vanished as she felt his arm around her waist, holding her up, lifting her, supporting her as she kissed his heavenly mouth.
Her sister, Robin, was going to kill her. Reflecting on that for a moment,
Maxine realized she didn't much care. She was excited, thrilled, married. She quickly finished showering and got dressed. After brushing her teeth and running a comb through her hair, she left the bathroom, again comforted by the solitude. Little nervous butterflies woke up in her stomach while she slipped into her shoes, the sight of the enormous ring on her finger distracting her with every motion of her hand. Stalling, she straightened the bed. As she pulled the coverlet up, her ring caught the light. Running her hand over his pillow, she smiled and felt a warm rush of love flow through her heart, quelling the nervous butterflies. When she could think of nothing else to do, she opened the bedroom door and stepped out into the living room. Seeing him standing there, staring out into the sunrise, brought back visions of every time she had seen his face in the last 3 years. She thought of every time she had sketched his face. She could not believe how much had happened in the last 3 weeks. He turned as soon as she opened the door, and their eyes met across the room. Maxine's smile froze at the stoic look on his face. "Hi." His voice sounded low, scratchy, thick.
She wondered if he had slept at all.
"Hi," she smiled. She noticed the cup in his hand. "Is there coffee, too, or just tea?" Using the cup, he gestured at the room service cart sitting next to the table and chairs. "I didn't know how to make the coffee, so I just ordered you some instead." Warmth flooded her heart at his thoughtfulness. "Thank you." She crossed the room and poured herself a cup. Her hand shook a little bit. What did they do now? What did they talk about? How did she handle this first full day of being his wife? His wife. More than anything at all, she wanted to please him. When she turned back around, she saw that he had silently moved and now stood next to the couch. "Obviously, we need to talk." She didn't like the sound of his voice. No warmth. Nothing she had felt from him the night before existed in his tone. She gripped the cup so hard she was surprised it didn't break. "Yeah." Needing to ease her own tensions, she teased, "Kind of a little late for that, isn't it?"